Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Imagine for a minute, imagine the best version of you, where you look and feel your best self, where your confidence shines through every day. This is how your skincare routine should make you feel, an easy-to-use system giving your skin exactly what it needs so you look and feel your best. Well, imagine no more, because Meaningful Beauty has arrived. Businesswoman, entrepreneur, and supermodel Cindy Crawford founded Meaningful Beauty with world-renowned cosmetic specialist Dr. Sabah to share his age-maintenance-focused skincare treatments and formulas. Cindy has been consistently using this breakthrough age-maintenance system to protect her skin and prevent premature signs of aging for over 20 years. If there's proof of the power of consistent age maintenance, you only have to look at Cindy. She's not gorgeous for her age, she's just gorgeous. Inside and out, she's a shining example of a never-too-early, never-too-late to start an age maintenance practice that meaningfully embraces your age. Nature provides ways to protect us from the environment, and Meaningful Beauty's secret is a unique and powerful antioxidant derived from a genetically rare melon found only in the south of France, a region known for women having beautiful skin. I love the 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system featuring effective serums, treatments, and creams formulated to work together to provide exactly what you need to achieve a more radiant, youthful appearance. Personally, I've been really loving the Youth Activating Melon Serum. It smells so delicious, feels incredible, and my skin looks amazing. And I've been getting so many compliments on how my skin has been looking recently. Over 5 million women have used Meaningful Beauty for its innovative formulas that help achieve radiant, younger-looking skin and hair so you can look and feel your best at every age. That gives you confidence to go out and live your life fully, whatever that means to you. Amazingly, after using Meaningful Beauty for 8 weeks, 100% of women said their skin looks vibrant and bright. It's never too late and it's never too early to start taking care of your skin. Try the Meaningful Beauty 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. And remember, your confidence is beautiful too. Tomorrow's gorgeous starts today. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. meaningfulbeauty.com/glow.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Thanks for joining us. Sean P. Diddy Combs is once again back in the spotlight, not for his music or business ventures, but of course more controversies and scandals that have marked his rise to fame with the two new documentaries, of course, Peacock's Diddy, The Making of a Bad Boy, and now Investigation Discovery and Max's The Fall of Diddy, examining his past long-standing allegations and tragic events resurfacing. Have you had a chance to watch any of this yet, Stacey?
I have not. I've only seen the clips, some excerpts, and just enough to make me go, holy crap.
Yeah.
Wow.
I watched, it's a four-parter, the new one, The Fall of Diddy, which is on Investigation Discovery, which you can get if you have HBO Max. I watched the first episode. I think I fell asleep probably towards the end of it. But it's thus far, I feel like it's rehashing a lot of the things that we've already seen. And there's a lot of interviews with a lot of the same people. I haven't gone through it all. There's four episodes, each about 45 minutes apiece. So it's roughly, you know, close to 3.5-4 hours long at the end of the day. So I am curious to see if there's anything new that comes out of this. One of the most harrowing chapters in Combs' history took place on December 28th of 1991 during a charity basketball game he co-hosted at New York City's City College. I'm surprised we don't remember more about this.
I don't remember a damn thing about this.
No. The then 22-year-old was working at Uptown Records. Combs partnered with the rapper Heavy D to organize the event. However, the venue, with a capacity of 2,730, was packed with over 5,000 people, while thousands more were stuck outside. The overcrowding led to a deadly stampede, and fans surged into the gymnasium. The inward opening doors created a bottleneck, resulting in 29 injuries and 9 fatalities, mostly teenagers. And if you watch this, you can see the structure of this facility and how it was laid out. You walk into City College, and there's in the lobby, if you will, and then there's stairs that go down, and those stairs go down into the gymnasium. It's almost like you walk in on the higher level of seating, and you go down those stairs to get into the lower area of seating and to get to the floor. And this basketball game was packed to the brim. Diddy, in a later interview, said, "Oh, we didn't sell it out." Bullshit, you didn't sell it out. You oversold the damn thing.
Yeah.
So they have all the seats basically filled. It's already packed. They're ready for the game. And there are still people outside with tickets that they paid for. This is not people waiting in line. It's not a free game that anybody can come in, first come, first serve. No, they had tickets that they paid for, and they really wanted to get into this thing. It was a big deal. You had like Boyz II Men, LL Cool J, other people playing in this game. So it was something that the community was really excited for and looking forward to at that moment in time. And eventually, they closed the doors on the outside, saying, "Nobody else in, we can't do this." Well, they get through the doors. The crowd does. And then they want to get to the gym floor, which gets people down to that little pit that takes you into the gym. And those doors are shut and locked. So nobody can get through. All you can do is get in there as more people pile in, and then you're just sandwiched against people. And those doors remained shut for a very long time, until eventually when they were open, as all stampedes happen like this, once the opening happens, you tumble over as it opens. And then people start trying to crawl over people and crawl over other people. It's like ants. When you kick a hill, they're all climbing over each other. That's what happened. But it was people. And eventually 9 people are killed in this stampede, and they had to shut it down. Everyone was running around trying to help and save people, but it clearly violated a lot of laws, fire marshal laws. At the end, Diddy and his promotion company were found 50% liable on this, and they settled with each of the families. Victims' families filed lawsuits, according to Combs, of overselling tickets, failing to provide adequate security, and promoting the event as if the venue could hold 10,000 people. While Combs and Heavy D were held 50% responsible, with City College bearing the other half, Combs never faced criminal charges. Instead, he settled the civil lawsuits, paying families of the victims, including $40,000 to Jason Swain, whose brother died in the stampede. Swain stated in the making of A Bad Boy, "We got $40,000 from Sean Combs directly, but he never owned up to it. Never just said, I apologize." In the newly released The Fall of Diddy, other allegations of misconduct added to the controversy. Daryl Smith, the former editor, the former editor-in-chief of Vibe magazine, shared how Combs threatened her over editorial control of a 1997 cover shoot. He said he would be seeing me dead in the trunk if I did not show it to him. He wanted to see the covers. Vibe had the policy, as most publications do at the time. No, you can't see the cover. Everyone sees the cover once we release it. He didn't like that. Smith pursued legal action, forcing Combs to issue a written apology. Basically, she said, if you don't apologize or take that back, I'm going to call my attorney. She calls her attorney. Attorney sends over basically a demand letter saying, you have about 2 hours to fax her back an apology, or we're going to go after you. He eventually faxed back the apology. Further claims delve into Combs' time at Howard University, where an anonymous witness recalled him beating a woman with a belt outside a dorm. We told him to stop. He yelled at us to stay out of it, she said. Another pivotal scandal revisited in the series is a 1999 nightclub shooting involving Combs. Wardell Fenderson, Combs' former driver, claimed he witnessed Combs carrying the gun into the venue and later discarding it after the shooting. Natina Griffin, a victim who was shot in the face, has identified Combs as the shooter multiple times. Fenderson alleged that Combs offered him $50,000 to take the blame, which he refused. Combs was later acquitted, while his associate, James Shine Barrow, was convicted. He found someone else to take the fall. Tim Patterson, a childhood friend of Combs, revealed further troubling details about his relationship. Any girl that's with Sean has to be fixed to Sean's specs, Patterson said, citing incidents of jealousy-fueled abuse against partners, including the mother of Combs' child, Maissa Hilton. The documentaries reveal a very complex and controversial figure whose path to fame is marred by tragedy, unresolved accountability, and allegations of abuse and violence. It's another interesting one to, I would certainly say, take a look at, because it further paints the picture of Sean Combs. Of course, he denies everything and that all of this is false, and someday everyone will see their light and everyone will see the truth when it comes out in court. You know, the same sort of thing you said about the Cassie video. That's bullshit. Doesn't happen. No, I was perfect here. Nothing happened. And then we watched that. Yeah. I'm sure that happened in a vacuum, that he's never done that before.
There's a lot of shirking of responsibility. I mean, even let's just take it down to the basics of the stampede. It was in a venue that too many people were in. There's a fire code number of people that there should have been. You know, basic numbers don't lie, you know? So too many people in the building, a stampede happens, people died. He couldn't even own up to that and go, wow, you know, we made a mistake. We're a little overzealous about getting people in there. It shouldn't have happened. And I apologize. That would have been an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do it. Did not have the capacity, the wherewithal to say, I am sorry. I am human. I made a mistake.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that people died. I'll try to do better. Whatever the blah, blah, blah is. He couldn't even fucking do that.
No.
Nope. I didn't do anything wrong. It was perfect.
Okay. Yeah. That's, I mean, again, par for the course for the narcissist and someone like Diddy because they don't believe they did anything wrong. They believe that they made a mistake. And that's all this really is. It was a horrible mistake. Diddy was not sitting there planning, let's go kill a bunch of people in a stampede in the event I'm promoting. That's the last thing he would have wanted. But you didn't put the things in place to prevent such a thing from happening either. You way oversold that thing. And look, the people who bought these tickets, they're going to show up. It's not like it's a freebie that they got at the bank for the Shrine Circus coming to town. They paid good money to go see celebrities play basketball. You're gonna have those ticket holders come to the actual event with no real plan in place for them getting into the event. I don't know if that's arrogance. I mean, he was 22 years old. I don't know what that is. Arrogance, stupidity, lack of experience in something like that. Maybe. I don't know. But it shows more about his character at the end of the day, not wanting to take any sort of public responsibility for it, or at least just saying, I'm sorry, after all of the legal maneuvers have ended. And once you've settled with everybody, I get, you know, if you say something, that's where it gets tricky with attorneys, because they're going to say, don't say shit, don't apologize, because then that shows you're at fault and you don't want that right now. But once the dust has settled, couldn't you say something? I mean, but you won't if you don't believe you really had anything to do with it.
Well, and that's, you know, that's just par for the course for his narcissism. I mean, this guy is not taking responsibility for anything. And there's so many witnesses. There's things on video.
Yeah.
He may not even believe he's done it. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just here are the facts. This happened. He, in his mind, probably doesn't even think that he has any part in any of these things.
Yeah.
That's just the way he is.
Yeah. And that's how they're able to operate. And that's why they're so maddening to all of us. Because you look like, what the hell? Like, what are you doing? It's being himself. This is par for the course. And that was early on in the career of Diddy.
Beating somebody with a belt. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. His character really hasn't changed a whole lot. I mean, he went to Howard University for 2 years, dropped out, went into the music and business. He never really, I think, lived a normal life.
No.
I mean, his childhood was messed up. His father was murdered. He was raised by the mother who allegedly had all these sort of parties and allegedly even sex parties, according to some eyewitnesses that grew up with him. That's put out there in the documentaries as well. So if you put all these pieces together, as I always say, the recipe, I'm not really surprised. What failed more than anything is the rest of us, the rest of the system, the rest of society looking the other way.
Because if music industry.
Yeah. Because if that would have said early on, hey, this isn't cool. You know, people like that get stopped that way. But I mean, look at R. Kelly. We knew about that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were talking about it. I thought it was insane that we were still playing his music.
Right.
But the public as a whole demanded it. They wanted it. They were still, you know, getting their groove on to the remix of Ignition.
Yeah.
And walking down the, you know, the aisle to Chris Brown and, you know, all that sort of shit. Even after we knew how shitty these people were. Fuck, Chris Brown is still a successful musician. People are still out there buying
music.
Fucking tickets to his shows and buying his records. Never mind that he's fucking Ike Turner 3.0.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Yeah. So I can't tell you how many weddings I went to. Even after the R. Kelly scandal and everything came out, I Believe I Can Fly was all the bridesmaids are sauntering down the aisle at a church in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm like, what in the hell am I witnessing? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, Step in the Name of Love. That's another big one that people were getting into in their weddings. And I get, you know, being able to, I guess, listen to the music if you want and just respect the music because it holds a place in your heart for a time in your life before you knew these sort of things in some cases, and some we already did know. But do you go play that at your wedding? This is how these people continue to thrive because people still support them. People still want their music. This is why Chris Brown is still out there.
Yeah.
I imagine there'll be another reckoning. What's that?
We saw the pictures of Rihanna's face.
Yes.
We weren't supposed to, but we saw them.
I feel like there will be another reckoning there. with Chris Brown at some point. I feel like something else shitty will happen, and then it'll be, oh my God, we had no idea. The fuck you didn't. Unless he's cleaned up his act, I don't know. But, you know, once an abuser, you're kind of always an abuser. I mean, if it's, again, I always say, if it's in you, it's in you. If it's not, it's not. And there's, not everybody is capable of doing those things. But if you are, that's not a switch you can flip back. That's not a door you can come back out of and say, I'm not going to be out here anymore. No, you've already tasted that air and you've already breathed it. And you're like, I'm good with this. You can't go back. If that's who you are. So
no.
I guess not a lot of surprise here. Just the systems that help cover up these people's horrible behavior that still very much exist. I mean, we think, oh, we got this. This is going to be a reckoning in the, I don't know. If there's going to be a reckoning in the music industry, then more people need to start calling out more shitty people and holding them to account. Otherwise, it's going to be another story. Another 5 years from now, it'll be somebody else. Maybe next time it will be Chris Brown. You know, somebody else. They're out there. I don't know. And I'm not saying Chris Brown is doing anything to the level of what Diddy did, but in terms of abuse and still getting massive support from the public. Yeah. I just don't get it.
No.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
People of podcasting, it's London Calling. The biggest international festival for the business of podcasting is back. The Podcast Show 2025, now in our fourth year. We've hosted over 20,000 visitors from across the global podcast community, by day and by night. This one-of-a-kind event brings together the most recognizable voices, industry players, leading platforms and brands, and the most exciting creators. Get ready for sessions, workshops, meetings, parties, and wall-to-wall networking over 2 days and nights. The Podcast Show London, the 21st and 22nd of May. Book now at thepodcastshowlondon.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
People of podcasting, it's London Calling. The biggest international festival for the business of podcasting is back. The Podcast Show 2025, now in our fourth year. We've hosted over 20,000 visitors from across the global podcast community, by day and by night. This one-of-a-kind event brings together the most recognizable voices, industry players, leading platforms and brands, and the most exciting creators. Get ready for sessions, workshops, meetings, parties, and wall-to-wall networking over 2 days and nights. The Podcast Show London, the 21st and 22nd of May. Book now at thepodcastshowlondon.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
People of podcasting, it's London Calling. The biggest international festival for the business of podcasting is back. The Podcast Show 2025, now in our fourth year. We've hosted over 20,000 visitors from across the global podcast community, by day and by night. This one-of-a-kind event brings together the most recognizable voices, industry players, leading platforms and brands, and the most exciting creators. Get ready for sessions, workshops, meetings, parties, and wall-to-wall networking over 2 days and nights. The Podcast Show London, the 21st and 22nd of May. Book now at thepodcastshowlondon.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
People of podcasting, it's London Calling. The biggest international festival for the business of podcasting is back. The Podcast Show 2025, now in our fourth year. We've hosted over 20,000 visitors from across the global podcast community, by day and by night. This one-of-a-kind event brings together the most recognizable voices, industry players, leading platforms and brands, and the most exciting creators. Get ready for sessions, workshops, meetings, parties, and wall-to-wall networking over 2 days and nights. The Podcast Show London, the 21st and 22nd of May. Book now at thepodcastshowlondon.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
People of podcasting, it's London Calling. The biggest international festival for the business of podcasting is back. The Podcast Show 2025, now in our fourth year. We've hosted over 20,000 visitors from across the global podcast community, by day and by night. This one-of-a-kind event brings together the most recognizable voices, industry players, leading platforms and brands, and the most exciting creators. Get ready for sessions, workshops, meetings, parties, and wall-to-wall networking over 2 days and nights. The Podcast Show London, the 21st and 22nd of May. Book now at thepodcastshowlondon.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
People of podcasting, it's London Calling. The biggest international festival for the business of podcasting is back. The Podcast Show 2025, now in our fourth year. We've hosted over 20,000 visitors from across the global podcast community, by day and by night. This one-of-a-kind event brings together the most recognizable voices, industry players, leading platforms and brands, and the most exciting creators. Get ready for sessions, workshops, meetings, parties, and wall-to-wall networking over 2 days and nights. The Podcast Show London, the 21st and 22nd of May. Book now at thepodcastshowlondon.com.